Let's go back 24 hours, because at the beginning of the day on Monday, it was believed that the bill had a fairly good chance to pass. Then chaos broke out on Capitol Hill, fiery attacks from both sides, and the bill was defeated by 23 votes, a coalition of conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats voting it down. So what happened? NBC's Tom Costello's on Capitol Hill with the blow-by-blow. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, and I'm not sure that anybody really has a great answer here. We do know this. Democrats, 60% of them, voted for this package. 67% of Republicans voted no, against their own party, against their president, against Senator McCain's wishes. And now, with the financial markets in disarray, all sides have to pick up the pieces. The morning after a bloodbath on Wall Street, Washington is full of both finger-pointing and grandstanding. What looked like a deal to rescue both Wall Street and Main Street fell apart when lawmakers started voting in the House.
The bailout has failed.
This is not going to happen.
About 600 points.
By the end of the day, a 777-point loss, the biggest point drop ever. A frustrated Treasury secretary insisted once again a rescue package is the only way to prevent a complete financial collapse.
We need it as soon as possible, and we're just committed to working with congressional leaders to get it done.
So what happened? Sunday night, Republicans thought they had convinced enough members to support the plan pushed by the president, Secretary Paulson, and John McCain. They were wrong. In an election year with intense voter anger at home, it all came apart on the floor.
I will be voting no on this measure, because this is a Band-Aid approach that will not save America.
My fear is today that government will forever change the face of the American free market.
Fearing trouble, Republican leaders pleaded for votes.
And if we fail to do the right thing, heaven help us. If we fail to pass this, I fear the worst is yet to come.
But then Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi blamed the entire crisis on Republicans.
For too long, this government, in 8 years, has followed a right-wing ideology of anything goes, no supervision, no discipline, no regulation.
That was enough, said Republicans, to turn 12 fence-sitting Republicans against it.
The Speaker had to give a partisan voice that poisoned our conference.
Give me those 12 people's names and I will go talk uncharacteristically nicely to them and tell them what wonderful people they are, and maybe they'll now think about the country.
Now, with the market sliding and voters furious, both parties say they'll try again.
As angry as they may be right now, they're going to get a lot angry, and they should, if we don't act.
Well, both houses are out today for the Jewish holiday. The House will reconvene on Thursday. The Senate leaders say they will stay here until something is done. But they have a choice, Matt. Do they, in fact, move this bill in some way to appeal to Republicans? Or do they move it in some way to appeal to more Democrats? Or do they say, we're just going to try again and jam it through again? And perhaps their thinking is, with the stock market in disarray, enough lawmakers will be concerned that they will change their votes. But it is a gamble up here with high emotion, high anxiety, and high stakes. Back to you. Yeah.